middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Reish Tzadi Aleph, middle of the halacha of Shal Shudas in Sif Hey, the bottom of Daf Samaches and Aleph. It says Mechaber Tzorach La'Asayis to Bepas. You have to make Shal Shudas with bread. Some say Tzorach La'Asayis to B'Chomachal Ha'Asoy. You can make it from any food that's made. Me'echad Mechameshes if we continue to Amud Beis, page 136, Mina Dogen. That's made from any one of the five types of grain. The Yeshem, a third opinion, you could make shalashudas out of things that are condiments that you eat with bread. Kibas of a dogum, like a piece of meat or a fish. A filibe peris, but not with fruit. Another opinion of Yeshem, some say, no, the filibe peris, you can even make it with fruit. It says, Mechabes, Svarush, and the Iker, the first opinion is primary. You have to make shalashudas with bread. Elam kindness of ABS, unless you're really, really full. Hagas says, "Oy, but more in the situation, she evshelu agapas. We cannot eat bread. Erev Pesach, shalitz b'Shabbos. If Shabbos is Erev Pesach, shalitz lelech agapas. Lacha mincha, do not eat bread after mincha. Because the gemara, like we'll see later on, Berachas Pesach, that's my real Berachas Pesach. This is Mishbura Siv Cotton Chav Beis. So tzarich la'asayis b'pas. You have to make shalshus out of bread. Why? Given the alfin shalshus mishalosh b'mayayim d'ksiv yabim on. Since you learn not the three meals from the three times it says today by the month." Which is where we learn not the sudah from. So you have to make it also out of bread. We got mitzvah like a tchila. It's also initially a mitzvah harbis b'madan to increase delights according to what your ability is. Shal shudah shouldn't be just be a piece of bread. Should also be a gishmak a sudah. Sivkat and chav gimel. That's the first opinion. Some say shechala says b'chol b'chulu. You can make it out of any food that's made out of the five types of grain. L'kulam according to everyone the mitzvah and the mufchad the choice is mitzvah is the pas. Shnei kars, his bread and two loaves, the cannabis of dal, like we said previously, of dal. The pligil in the yeah, but the machlokes is only regarding after the fact. If you're going to be yotze with that, but of course, everyone agrees that the ideal is a lecha mishnah at shal shudis. Sivkot and chavdal. So the second opinion hold that any food that's made out of echad mechamisha b'chulu, one of the five types of grain shemavarchin aleim bari min zayin, that would make a bari min zayin on it. The reason for this opinion is keeping the inderech lecha sudah shlishi with the oven, since the person does not usually have an appetite for a third meal. So it's enough with this. This is also the opinion of the other opinions that they're leaning regarding this. So we had another opinion that says you can make it even stuff that are eaten with bread, like meat and fish, not fruits. Some hold even by fruits. And the first opinion is the primary, where unless... You can't. You're just too full. Or like Rama said, it's Erev Pesach Poser on Shabbos. We're not allowed to eat bread at that time. Okay, and the very kind oyster, but tigun. So if you should make it out of some type of fried shayisim matzah kesusha that you make out of crushed matzah meal. Or with a bus of a dog, my parents, or with meat, fish, or with fruits in that type of situation. Tzivav. Nashim chayavas besudah shlishis. Women are obligated in shalosh shudas. One of the big myths. The women think that that's not their halacha. It's a mefurash sifat shulchan aruch. Women obligated in shal shudas. It says the mishmur sifkan chabav chayav the sudah shlishis. The chomer of the Shabbos. All of the Shabbos. If ish v'ish shavin, men and women are the same. Commissions bar b'sim ishay nalf. Void more b'shigam him ho yibenes shalamon. We know generally, like we know certain halachas, you know, that they keep. You know they keep the halachas of Chanukah and the Purim because afin ho yibenes. So too they were in the nest of the month. Balkul mamar. And regarding all the mitzvot, ichlu ayim you should eat today. The mitzvot no matchiv shal shudas b'shabbos. From this learned out the obligation of shal shudas on Shabbos. Some reish tadi base didn't feel as mincha b'shabbos. Now loch adab nimicha shabbos. But base even there's two paragraphs. Sif alat b'mincha says Rama first ayimim you say ashrei uvolatzin vanis vasi v'gemer that's from the Torah. Continues mechaber meitzin sefer Torah. You take out a sefer Torah. The current shlish anoshim you have three people get an aliyah. Asar p'sukim b'parsha abba. 10 psukim from the coming parsha. I feel like all yom tov leaves with Shabbos, and even if it's Shabbos that's yom tov, current in parsha ba, you leave in the coming parsha, but leave yom tov, but not in the topic of that yom tov. It says mishbrusim called aleph by mincha said Rama im asher balatzim mechulu umasik with kaddish, and then you stop with a kaddish koydim anis vlasi before you say anis vlasi when you're going to take out the same ter. The miris of balatzim by mincha saying balatzim by mincha ubim kaim that's in the place of say the kedush of the chol. That during a weekday, you have kedusha, but Shabbos Amirich and Haber Shabbos and Musaf. But on Shabbos that we have such a long shachas and Musaf, in the chod mincha, meaning generally, and during the weekday we say, well, it's in after shachas. Shabbos we don't, because we have such a otherwise long davening, we leave it till mincha, says the kalba, and then we say, well, let's see. So we've cut in base, and then vanis velasi. Why do we say that when we open up the Aron Kodesh? Well, pi hamedrash. That's based on the medrash. I'm a double of an Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm asked the world, said David HaMelech. Ein umezuk abdi gilulim. This nation is not like the idol worshippers. Jeshayis and the mishtakim and pechazim. They drink and they get drunk, and they're laid the gears. Vanu loikim, we're not like this. Even though we ate and we drank, that's what we do on Shabbos. Vanis velasi v'gayim. But I am davening, etc. Abimincha shal yamtiv, but animincha yamtiv ein amir, so we don't say it. Since we don't lean from the Torah, because that's what makes it a desirable time. And that's actually why we say a lot of stuff when we open up the Aron Kodesh. People don't realize that that's Kriyas HaTorah. People think, okay, it's davening and leaning, you know, that's, you know, whatever, time that you can take off, whatever. Actually, the Eis Ratzon, that's why everything we do, our covers around the Bima, it's all where the Eis Ratzon happens. That's why we say, Vanis Velasi, Davka by Shabbos. Mencha, because that's Eis Ratzon, because we're leaning. However, b'Shabbos Nagul Amrei, the custom on Shabbos is to say it. Even though there's no Sefer Torah, and even if you're davening by yourself, b'Yechidus, you're in the hospital or whatever, said Achreinim, you should still say Vanis Velasi. Sivka Gimel. So Betzi Mechulu, we take it as Sefer Torah. We have these Aliyas, Huma Tekanas Ezra. It's one of the Takanas of Ezra. Yis B'Gemara, like the Gemara brings Megillah of Chaf Aleph, that to lean by Shabbos by Mencha. Sivkat and Dalad, and we have called up Shlesham Nashim, three people, Bechul, etc. B'mincha, b'mincha, in oim kaddish ala bima l'oilam. You never say kaddish on the bima at all. I know that is b'im b'shabbos b'im b'taynis. But we know at certain times by laning we say kaddish. But by mincha, whether it's on Shabbos b'mincha or taynis b'mincha, we don't say kaddish. Rak lefnei amud kardin tefillah shmein esrei. You only say it when the chazan is by the amud right before shmein esrei. And then the koyin on my sevater, that's also going on the landing of the sevater. Because the em rimiyad al bima, if you can say it right away on the bima, if that's the case, lefnei amud, then by the amud lo yomer kaddish, then they're not going to say kaddish. Came b'mal lahavsik ben kaddishim, because there's nothing to interrupt between the kaddishim to like that the new kaddish should be going on something else. Because yahalalu that the chazan says after landing pasuk echad, that's just one pasuk lahav hefsik. It's not a real hefsik that you should make a new kaddish. And even though we say Mizmah Lashem Aretz when they're taking the Torah back, into Mekadin, that's not from the Kalacha. And it's always appropriate to have the Kaddish closer to Shemayin Esri. Hashem B'Shachres, which is not the case when we're laying in the morning. Yesh Hefzik B'Amiris Asher Bein Time. And then there's an interruption of Asher between them, and then you'll be able to make a new Kaddish. According to this, Kishain Sefer Torah B'Shabbos Mincha, when there is no Sefer Torah on the Shabbos Mincha, Lo Yemirak Pamechad Kaddish, only say one time the Kaddish. After Ashri Velatzin, a pasuk vanis velasi yemer as kaid mekadosh. Then they say vanis velasi before the kaddish. Kadesh lo yehavzik ben kaddish and tefillah. Then there shouldn't be interruption between the kaddish and tefillah. Says Al Rabbi, no, they're chayim. That's again if there's no sefer Torah. Sefer Katan Hay, and we have this Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, and we lean it on the idea of Shabbos. And even if it's Yom Tov, we don't lean the topic of Yom Tov. The reason is the Akri and then the Bishul Yom Tov. The laning is not because of it being Yom Tov. The B'mincha B'Yom Tov incurring, because the B'mincha B'Yom Tov you don't lane, so therefore that's why we're not going to go and lane the topic of Yom Tov. The B'alacha, Anoshim Chayavis, says that not only women obligated in Shal Shudas, they're also obligated in the Mitzvah Lecha Mishnah, says B'Seisa. That goes even further regarding women being obligated. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu 22, the Mishnah Berurah explained the reason why the opinions say less and less and less is because people don't usually eat Shal Shudas with an appetite. So the true Shiva Levi explains what he means to say is because the norm of the belt of the world is to eat two Sudas every single day. And since the norm of a Suda is with bread, so therefore the first two meals of Shabbos, they're obligated to eat with bread, because those are the normal meals a person usually eats. But the gather of the Suda Shlishis is only because of Kavod HaShabbos, which it's in addition to the regular meals a person eats every single day. And if it can be effective, even eating just some type of cake or cookie or whatever, according to that second opinion. Dush number three, the Mishnah says, what you do Erev Shabbos, you can't eat bread, Erev Pesach, so you take some type of like a fried dish that's made out of the matzah flour or meat or fish or fruits. Now, regarding a baked food that's made out of matzah flour, which was kneaded and baked, Shlomo Zalman holds that you should not eat that on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and you can't compare that to cooked matzah, because since the halacha of it is like pasabah b'kisnin, like it's cake, if you can make kaveh suda, you can make a berachas amazon, and that's the pinnul b'yashim, and that's the pinnul shebelevi, that's appropriate to be machmir, not to eat it, because if you're going to be kaveh suda on it, you're going to bench, and it's ever similar to matzah, which you're not supposed to have Erev Pesach, and it's not similar to knedlich, which is called like a maisa tafshal, that's a cooked dish. Dershu number two, we said that laning by Shabbos by Mincha is from Takanas Ezra. Now the reason for this is that Ezra was misakin this kriya, so Nakdama to Simkov Lamed Hey, he says because of Yeshik Kranis. People just sit around, they schmooze, they bull. The Sharatzin explains with the name of the Rush, but Yeshik Kranis are the people that work. They don't have time to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore we have especially for them a Shabbos by Mincha. He also writes over there in the name of the Aruch that Yeshik Kranis are people that don't come into the Beis Medrash. They just usually sit in the streets and they stam shmuzim. And explaining this reason, the Meiri adds on, the Shittim Kabetzes, that at that time that they're laying in from the Torah, that's when they come into the Beis Medrash. These guys, they stroll in at those times, so that's why we dafka lane at those times. Now, if they made a mistake and they didn't lane Mincha Shabbos from the parasha of the coming week, but rather from a different parasha, so in Simukov Lamehei, Mishabur writes regarding if they made a mistake of the laning on Monday or Thursday, that there's opinions amongst Achrayim if you have to go back. And if they find out close to the end of the time of Tefillas Mincha, and there's no time also to lay in and also to daven Shemoneh Esrei before the end of this month, so what should you do? The Emek Bracha writes, there's a doubt, maybe it's better to lay in from the Torah first, because Tefillah has Tashlumin, you can make up Mincha by Ma'ariv time. Maybe you're going to say that, no, since Kriyas HaTorah is not a chayva so much, not such obligation, it's better to daven right now Shemoneh Esrei, not to lay in from the Torah. Shlomo Zalman writes, better be makdim the davening to Kriyas HaTorah. It doesn't explain if after Shkiyas HaChamah should they lean from the Torah. Mincha by Tanis Tibur in such a situation, there's no time also to lean and also to daven Shemoneh Esrei before the end of the Zman of Tefillah. So the Mekar Chaim writes that first they should daven Shemoneh Esrei and then they should lean from the Torah. And if the time of daven Mincha of Shabbos, there's no Sefer Torah to lean from and they daven first the Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, so the truest Lev Chaim and the Ksesh HaShulchan write, that's possible to lean from the Torah after daven. That's something with the Pesach that we brought before, that they were done, what's the din, if the Zman Tefillah is gonna pass. The Tzitz HaShulchan adds on that in such a situation, they should lean from the Torah after davening, you should say Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. Yeshabam B'chach writes, it's possible that Dafka on Mondays and Thursdays, but Micha Shabbos, they should not lean from the Torah after davening, because since by Micha Shabbos, the Eket HaKana was to lean before the Tefillah. Issue number three, to add on Aliyahs, to this minion of number three on Shabbos by Mincha, Kofel Amadhei writes regarding Kriyas HaTorah Mondays and Thursdays that also when there's a chasno or Baal Bris, you should not add on. The reason is, he writes over there, not mavatal the people from work. On Shabbos, they don't have this reason. So Max Shikla writes that that's because Chum did not want to be matriach the tzibur by adding on Aliyahs. The Megadim adds on that you could say that even on Shabbos, they know the reason of Bita Malacha, Chum were not machalik between this Kriya and the Kriya of a weekday. And those are another reasons because you have to eat Shabbos through this if you don't want to make it too long.
Number four, regarding the psukim of the Nuchi Yema, there's more than three psukim. The Shara Frame writes that you're allowed to say that for a different reason, because since it's not a whole parak in one place, they're psukim they gather from different places, so you don't say after them Kaddish. Addition number five, also for those who have a minute to say after Kriyas HaTorah, the Mizmor Eid Hashem Chalevo, the Archas Chaim Spinka says it's not considered a hafsek. Addition number six, the reason why we say the Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, Lubush writes that it's so that the Tzibur knows that the Shatz has reached in front of the Amid. And they're going to start right away after the Kaddish, Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, all together as one. In a situation where they're going to lean from the Torah in another place, and they come back to the Shul, to Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, Shartin writes later on, Tepesh Chabez, you should say the Kaddish after the Kriyas HaTorah.